what's going on, folks, and thank you for tuning in with me to another edition of the True Capitalist Radio broadcast. And, you know, I'd like to thank you all for tuning in with me. I am your host, the man they call Ghost, and once again, I want to thank you for tuning in. Before we get started, I want to remind everybody this is episode number 640. Episode number 640 for all the folks that are keeping track of the True Capitalist Radio broadcast. And, you know, if you want to spread the link around, fine. If you don't, I really don't give a shit, okay? If you want to follow me on Gab, you know, go ahead and do so. I don't really give a shit. Politics Ghost is the name to follow. Yada, yada, yada. You know what, folks? I want to be completely honest with you. Haven't you noticed the utter, absolute faggotry that our country has gone down towards ever since the goddamn midterm elections? Have you noticed that? Haven't you noticed the pussy-whip leftist turn our goddamn country has taken here since the goddamn midterm elections, for Christ's sake, man? And it seems to me, and look, I feel sorry for my president, man. I really feel bad for Donald Trump for obviously looking at this populist landscape of nothing but a bunch of autist, aspies, feminist, faggots, dykes, gender benders, man children, and weak men. I really feel sorry for the president that he actually looked at this demographic, at this population, and thought to himself that if he sacrificed his life, he sacrificed his family, he sacrificed his businesses, that he would be the modern-day George Washington and bring back the power of the United States of America into the hands of the people. And unfortunately, folks, like I've said, if you take a look at the midterms in 2018, specifically the House of Representatives, you can see, folks, that we are in the midst of a beginning of a demographic shift. A demographic shift that encompasses all the groups that I just mentioned previous. And unfortunately, folks, it doesn't seem like there's going to be any light at the end of the tunnel. Because as I've suggested, folks, these folks that are here, that are the new demographic of America, they come from Generation Z and the millennial generation. These are the people that are actually electing these weirdos into the House of Representatives. And what I have suggested in the last broadcast, and I'm going to continue to suggest, is that there is no changing these losers' minds. There is no changing these losers' minds. And I hate to suggest this once again, but it's as if 2016 didn't even exist. All the work, everything that we ever did, 2016 was for nothing. And I'm not trying to give props to the left, and I'm not trying to give props to these faggots and these man children, these dykes, these gender benders, and all these fucking people, but, I mean, they're out there. They're out there even as people on the internet. And you see, that's the bad part about the internet at this point in time. You know, the internet has made the right complacent. They think that by putting a little bit of a comment on a YouTube video or thumbs downing a YouTube video or something of that capacity is the equivalent of going out in regular, everyday, real-life society and actually asserting themselves politically. And they don't. They don't. And as you can see on the internet, folks, the majority of these people are just sitting back, having a great old time. Once again, a bunch of 4chan shit. You know, just sitting back, memeing, waxing their character cartoons, out there trying to, you know, play in cosplay, playing video games, and all this other bullshit. I mean, right now, even the demographic that's supposed to be on the right wing of the political persuasion, even those that are in the rural communities right now, what are they doing? What are they doing right now? They're watching the CMA Awards. Oh, the Country Music Awards, man. I got to see my pop culture. My pop culture, for Christ's sake. And unfortunately, folks, this is why not only did we lose the House of Representatives, but we are going to lose in 2020. Now, I don't think we're going to lose the presidency, but we are definitely going to lose both houses. thank God we do have the Supreme Court packed with conservative judges, and I can't wait for Ruth Ginsburg to finally kick the bucket so we can just pack that son of a bitch with conservative judges. But I'm going to be completely honest with you, folks. The majority of the people on the right are a bunch of complacent, lazy, not no good for nothing pieces of blowhard internet trash. I mean, with the exception of the Proud Boys, with the exception of certain factional groups that have the balls to go out there and confront these little faggot Antifa out in the street, besides, you know, maybe some of the black conservatives, and, you know, I have to say this, the black conservatives are making regular conservatives look like a bunch of lazy couch potato pieces of fucking, you know, flapping their fucking Cheeto-stained fingers on the keyboard shit. And you see, folks, I want to be honest. I've been on here for 10 goddamn years prognosticating the future of this country. And that future has come to pass. As I stated, if you want to go back into the old archives, go back 2008, 2009, I prognosticated all this. I prognosticated that we were going to see oral copulation between two men across the street from a fucking elementary school, and not only was it going to just be embraced, it's going to be protected by the First Amendment. I told you all that single parents, single mothers, was going to implement the absolute pussification. The absolute pussification of the American male, and we are witnessing it right now in modern day society. I said all these things were going to happen, and it's happening now. And unfortunately, folks, as optimistic as people want to believe, this last midterm election in 2018 shows the first wave of the demographic that is going to be the new electorate. And the new electorate, folks, and I hate to say this, the new America, this is the new America. Autists, Asbies, feminists, faggots, dykes, gender benders, man children, and weak men. All right, this is the new demographic. This is the new America. I mean, look around you, for Christ's sake, man. Look around you. I mean, you can't, and you know what, folks? Even the media is pandering to this horse shit. Even the goddamn media is pandering to this garbage. And, you know, I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. I've done 10 years of this broadcast, and I want to be completely honest with you. 80% of the people that listen to this broadcast, 80% of the people that are in my chat rooms are a bunch of blowhard, man-children, autists, Asbies, motherfucking drama queens, mama titty suckers, I mean, the works. 80% of them. 80 fucking percent of them. I've been doing this broadcast since 2016. And I can say this from personal experience, that 20% of the people that I personally talk to on my chat rooms and have done anything better with their lives since we first all got together in 2016. All right? 2016. And literally, the people that I'm talking to have done nothing. And look, fine, don't go out there and protest. Fine, don't go out there and be politically active, but do something better with your fucking life. And they don't. You know, and most of these people just hang out. They like shitposting stupid memes. They like talking about their fucking video games. They like commiserating in ridiculous, stupid online drama with people they've never even met, never even seen. Instead of focusing that energy, focusing that attention on something that is going to be pertinent for civil Western society. And I'm not just talking about America either. I'm talking about all Western civilizations. I mean, we already know that the UK is already what England stand. You know? I mean, they were the same country that elected a goddamn mayor of their biggest city of London, a goddamn terrorist-sympathizing Muslim. That's the kind of liberal lunacy that has already taken control of the UK. I mean, like, take a look at Australia. Australia, if you want my opinion, is going to see a usurping of their country by a variety of different races and cultures. If it isn't the Muslims, which they just had a Muslim terrorist attack once again here recently and involving a trolley, all right? But lest we forget, you know, you take a look at Melbourne, Australia. You can't even walk through Melbourne, Australia without getting sliced in the face by a goddamn African refugee, quote unquote. You've got the Chinese taking control of the real estate, of the economics of Australia. You've got Indians, for Christ's sake. I'm going to be completely honest with you, folks. Western civilization is being completely taken over. Take a look at pussy whip fucking Canada. Huh? Justin Faggotry Trudeau, who opened the borders, and now I think that Canada is going to turn into a whole new demographic. It ain't going to be French Canadians anymore. Who the hell knows what the stereotypical Canadian is? Western civilization is being completely taken apart, and the native people, the people that are the domestic populations, they are allowing it to happen while they just sit back, wax their carrots, all right? I mean, get on the internet, commiserate in internet drama, for Christ's sake, and they don't care. They don't care. So if they don't care, and Western civilization doesn't care, America doesn't care, why the fuck should I care? Why the hell should I continue to do this broadcast if we are just going to accept the end of Western civilization? Because that's what's happening, you stupid fucking ridiculous complacent jerk dicks. All right? That's what's happening. All right? Western civilization is being completely taken control, taken over by other people. And I'm going to continue. I'm going to continue on with this because I think that everyone in here needs to understand that Western civilization is over. All right? It's over. I mean, you can already pretty much kiss it goodbye. I told you on the last broadcast that what's going to happen to America is the same thing that happened to the European Union. And the European Union is already being taken control of by the globalist system. They talked about it during the commemoration of the 100 years of the armistice in France last weekend. I mean, don't you understand that? I mean, you had the French president, Macron, talking about how nationalism is against patriotism. And you see, folks, what I don't understand is that everybody's just being complacent. Everybody's just waxing their carrot. Nobody gives a shit. And listen, okay, fine. Let's say you're not even participating in helping your goddamn country be better. You know, participating in the political process, fine. The majority of people ain't even doing anything with their lives. All right? And nobody in there, nobody's doing anything with their lives, for Christ's sake. Nobody, nothing. So, with that being said, folks, I want to be completely honest with you. This may be one of the last shows that you may hear from me in a while. And the reason I say that, folks, is because take a look around you, for Christ's sake, man. Look at the weak men, all right? Look at the fucking wastes of life that we have here in this goddamn Western civilization. The youth, the millennials, all right? It is a joke. It is a fucking joke. So why the hell should I be up here telling you all what's going on when you fucking faggots aren't even listening to begin with? When you people are just sitting back, I don't know what the fuck you're doing. I don't know what the fuck you're doing, but you know what? I'm not going to be doing this shit too much longer. I'm going to take myself a break here. And the reason I say that is because, you know, y'all are allowing Western civilization to collapse. And if y'all are going to, you know, allow Western civilization to collapse, then why the hell am I going to sit here and try to save it? I feel bad. You know, the person I feel bad for the most is the president. I feel bad for President Trump. He's the guy who sacrificed more than I did. All I did was sacrifice a little time, effort, and energy in an attempt to try to, convey that our civilization as we know it, Western civilization, was being threatened. And we had to do something about it. Of course, nobody did a goddamn thing about it. Nobody did a goddamn thing about it. So, with that being said, I don't have no fucking production notes, because what difference does it make? Most of you fucking people ain't even listening anyway. I don't know what the fuck to talk about because it's not like you fucking people are listening. It's a joke. It's a fucking joke. Western civilization has turned into a joke. And until every one of you all in Western civilization is suffering, you people ain't going to understand the seriousness of it. I mean, just ask people in Europe. Huh? I mean, just ask people in Europe right now that are being raped and pillaged by a bunch of jihadist Yehudis. Why don't you go ask them how they feel? Because that's your future. That's America's future. That's Australia's future. That's Canada's future. All right? That's the way it is. That's what globalism is. You idiots sitting on your thumbs playing your fucking video games, watching your fucking cartoons, and doing absolutely nothing about this goddamn communist globalist takeover. I mean, what am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to... Am I supposed to come out publicly or something? Huh? Am I supposed to come out publicly and be some kind of leader? Fuck that shit. Leader to who? To a bunch of losers? And let's just be honest, all right? With the exception of the baby boomers, and I hate to say this because I think the baby boomers caused a lot of this problem, but like I've said, and I've told people in the chat room, you can blame baby boomers all you want to. But when is it going to be time to look at yourselves in the mirror and say, look, yeah, the baby boomers, they didn't put me on the right track. But specifically the millennials, I'm about 30 years old. Maybe I should start figuring out shit for myself, you know? Maybe I should start figuring out shit for myself, but people don't. They don't want to figure out shit for themselves. They don't. And you want to know why you fucking dumbasses millennials are being allowed to sleep on your fucking mom's basement or your mom's couch or you having your fucking little bedroom that your little fucking dumb stupid parents had kept for you with your little stupid shit, your little fucking man-child Stan Lee horse shit that's all over your walls? You want to know why they're keeping you around? Because they want you to take care of them, you stupid dumb fucking idiots. All right? That's why they have you around. That's why they're taking care of you, all right? That's why they're taking care of you, so that you can change their shit pans and their bed pans. Huh? You can wipe their ass. You can take them baths. And you want to know what they're going to hold over your head? They're going to hold over your head, but Billy, I gave you all your video games. Whenever you asked for a video game, I gave you your video games. And I let you live here rent-free. And, you know, don't you love your mommy and daddy? We did everything for you. You gotta love your mommy and your daddy.
And that's why you fucking dumb millennials, you dumb Gen Zers, y'all are lost generations.
And, you know, you are making the globalist argument. You know that, right? By being complacent, meaningless nothings. All right? You are making the globalist argument. And what is the globalist argument? The globalist argument for Europe was that they had to let the refugees in because, let's be honest, nobody in Europe was fucking having children. All right? There was nobody out there to take the work that was out there available in Europe because everybody was living this bourgeois, petty bourgeoisie fucking socialism. You know what I'm talking about. Oh, yes, I am European, and I like to fuck, I like to drink, I like to do drugs, and I that's all I want to do, you know. That's all we do over here in Europe, yes. Oh, yeah.
Well, guess what? Look at Europe now, huh? Plundered and pillaged by wild Yehudis. Plundered and pillaged by wild Yehudis. And I'm thinking to myself, why isn't Europe doing anything about it? And the reason they're not doing anything about it, folks, is I've said this time and time again. They pacified these dumb Europeans with socialism. Two or three generations of living in socialism has made the entire European Union and all the countries therein a bunch of pussies. They're afraid to stand up against these Yehudis. They're afraid to stand up against their governments. They're afraid. And if they weren't afraid, even if they can't, even if they're pussy-whipped pieces of fucking no-fighting, no-manhood-having trash that doesn't want to confront these Yehudis head-on, How come I haven't seen one European stand up and say, you know what, I'm not taking this. I'm gonna do some violence against Parliament. Or I'm going to do something to show these fucking European Union jerk dicks that, you know, the Europeans are not going to go out quietly in that good night. How come you all in Europe have not vented your frustration at the fucking government that has caused the problem? That has eliminated your sovereignty. That has eliminated your culture. That has eliminated your racial heritage. How come? Because you're fucking weak. And why are you weak? You're weak because of socialism. That's why. You're weak because of fucking socialism. And that's why you're too scared to do shit. That's why you're petrified to do shit. And guess what? The same thing that's happening in Europe is happening right now, right here in America. Take a look at the weak men that we have in both the millennial and Gen Z generations. Look at these weak pieces of shit. Fucking weak. They can't even take on a couple of fucking faggots that are out there dressed in all black called Antifa. They're fucking scared to confront these people in their own game. I mean, once again, I got to give much props to the Proud Boys. And look, they and maybe a couple of other groups have only... And look, those groups are like maybe less than a handful, okay? That have actually gone up and confronted Antifa and kicked the shit out of these stupid, dumb fruit bowl faggots, dykes, and weak men. All right? But aside from those small groups, what do I see? Everybody on the right is on the internet thinking that anybody gives a shit. They're trying to be... I don't know what the fuck they're trying to be. I mean, I'm taking a look at YouTube, right? And YouTube is promoting some bullshit that... I don't know, creators with a cause or some shit, and they're putting out all these videos like, are you scared of a black man? Are you scared of a black... And, you know, everybody is thumbs-downing it. Everybody's having negative goddamn comments to it. But where the fuck are you people at in real life, you ungrateful pricks? Where the hell are you at to show that the right wing has an opposite perspective than everything they're trying to shove down our throats in the media, in the pop culture, with celebrities, etc.? Where the fuck are you? You're nowhere. All right? You're nowhere. And guess what? Guess who's standing up? While you faggots are sitting there chewing each other up the ass, giving each other AIDS... While you fucking man children are crying that a 95-year-old fucking waste of life fucking Stan Lee died. And look, you people gave me a lot of shit because I talk shit about Stan Lee. Hey, Stan Lee contributed to this fucking man child shit. Stan Lee and what he created contributed to the weakness of the man child, of the men in this goddamn society. All right? I mean, that fucking guy, had he never been born, had he never been around, we probably wouldn't have seen the amount of intensity of fucking faggotry that we have seen. Hey, look at me. I'm 35 years old, and I'm going to Comic-Con dressed as, like, fucking Spider-Man. Nah. Oh, that's Batman. Who gives a shit? I don't fucking care. I'm not a fucking... I don't whack my fucking carrot off the fucking cartoons. So look, for all you people that got all fucking butthurt because I talk shit about Stan Lee, fuck Stan Lee. That's why he died miserable and alone, okay? He died miserable and alone because he contributed to the degradation of this country. He contributed to the degradation of man in Western civilization. So fuck Stan Lee. Do you understand me? Fuck Stan Lee. All right, if you don't like it, go shove it up your goddamn clogged up fruit bowl ass, fucking faggots.
Oh, why are you talking that way about Stan Lee? He was a great guy. He invented Marvel Comics.
Oh, yeah? Yeah? Well, you know what? He single-handedly contributed to the fucking degradation of our society. And what, we're supposed to celebrate this old prostate-infected piece of shit? Huh? Yeah, we're supposed to fucking celebrate this old prostate-infected, sphincter-fingering, enema-bag-cleaning, cuckold connoisseur piece of trash? Huh? Fuck that, all right? And I don't give a shit who fucking is pissed off about it. I don't give a crap. But this is America, folks. This is the new goddamn America. And I'm looking in the chat room right now. Take a look at the new congresswomen out here. Look at that. I told you, you're going to have women wearing hijabs in the goddamn House of Representatives. You know what that means? That means that women have more of an electorate influence in American society than you fucking weak men. I mean, wake the fuck up. But of course, you're not going to wake up. And that's why I'm saying, you're never going to wake up. You're never going to change your mind. You're always going to think that, I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid. You're going to always think that. And y'all are already too far gone. I mean, you know what I found funny, folks? Did y'all hear about this? I gabbed about this yesterday. That Hasbro, you know, the company that fucking juices these stupid man children with the My Little Pony and all that shit. They put out a version of the game, of the board game Monopoly. And the version is Millennial. The Millennial board game of Monopoly. Can you believe that? The Millennial board game of Monopoly. And guess who's pissed off about it? Millennials. Why the fuck are you Millennials so pissed off about it when it's the goddamn truth? I mean, the properties in Millennial Monopoly, I don't know if you've seen it. It's like Mommy's Basement, Mommy's Couch. I'm not even kidding. The board game on the cover says properties too expensive. You can't buy it. I mean, they're making fun of you, man. The people that you're giving your money to are making fun of you to your stupid, ignorant faces, and you people are too stupid and naive and so wrapped up in your man-child bullshit that you can't even see and read the writing on the wall. I mean, you millennials are a pathetic waste of life. I keep telling you. Pathetic wastes of life. And that goes for the Gen Zs as well. Because what do we have going on in Gen Z? Gen Z is worse than millennials. You know, and the reason I say that is because take a look at all the autists and the Aspies. Where the fuck are they coming from? They're coming from that generation. You know? They're coming from that generation. And all they got to do is say, hi, I'm an autist. I'm autistic. You gotta leave me alone. I'm autistic. I'm retarded. Yeah, look at it. There it is right there. Monopoly for millennials right here. Forget real estate. You can't afford it anyway. They're laughing in your fucking stupid mommy's titty sucking faces. All right? And that's all there is to it. So, once again, why the hell am I up here trying to tell you all substance-based information when you people could give a rat's ass? You know? When you people could give a rat's fucking ass. So that's why I want to be honest with you. That's why I'm going to take a fucking... I'm going to take a break from this broadcast. Who the hell knows how long it's going to be because... I mean, you know, let's be honest, man. Like I said, there's about 20% of the people that are in my chat rooms, 20% of the people that are in the fuck, that listen to me on the broadcast, that are even doing anything with their fucking lives. You know, that are working, that are buying houses, that are getting women, you know, that are having children, etc. I mean, it's going to be 2019 in a month and a half. Do you idiots know that? 3 fucking years since 2016. And many of you sons of bitches that I know personally on the internet, you son of a bitches ain't doing a fucking thing. Y'all haven't done anything with yourselves. Y'all are the same fucking losers that I met when you were 2016. You let 3 years go by and you've done nothing for yourself. You still live with your fucking stupid dish rag whore of a mother. You know? I mean, you still do nothing. You're probably still getting money from your goddamn parents. You're not even building your own world, for Christ's sake. And that's what I keep telling you, folks. That's what I keep telling you, folks, that you know what makes you a real man? Is when you can create your own world. All right? when you can create your own world. And you see, all of you Gen Z, all of you millennial losers, the reason that you don't have a significant other, the reason that you're not getting laid, is because no woman wants to be with a loser. They want to be with a man that knows things, that's in control, that's in charge, that's in control of their own world. You people ain't in control of your own world. You ain't even in control of your own goddamn fucking mind, for Christ's sake. And the reason I say that you're not in control of your mind, because you fucking people are so enthralled with video games. All right, you people are enthralled with being a man-child, dressing up in cosplay, going to Comic-Con, for Christ's sake. You're pathetic. You're fucking pathetic. And that's why I'm changing my view when it comes to the immigration policies in America. I want to be honest with you. Because unlike the Yehudis in Europe, the people that are coming up here from these caravans, I've heard the interviews. Every time there's a microphone and one of these people in the caravan's face, what are they saying? Why are they coming here? They're coming here to work. They're coming here to work, and they're coming here for an economic opportunity. And here we have domestic populations who were born here, a.k.a. the millennials, who aren't working. And not working because there's no jobs. Are you kidding me? There's more jobs than there are people looking for jobs at this point. But for whatever reason, the millennials just don't want to work. I told you on Bloomberg, an article out of Bloomberg News, 500,000 able-bodied male millennials are out of the fucking job market. Why? For what? For what reason? Because they don't want to go work. They think, even though they haven't done shit, even though they don't know shit, even though they haven't proven shit, they think that they should just be hired as managers and fucking get $100,000 a year right off the bat, even though they're fucking complete and utter pathetic wastes of life. And, you know, this is the millennial generation. 500,000 able-bodied millennial males are out of the fucking job market. And I told you on another episode that who's coming into the job market at a higher rate than everyone else? People over the age of 65. Can you believe that shit? People over the age of 65 are literally getting hired at a higher rate. They're looking for jobs at a higher rate than every other demographic below the age of 65. And why are companies hiring folks over 65? Because they're more reliable than you fucking ungrateful millennials. All right, they'll actually get up to work. All right, they'll actually go to work. They'll be on time and they'll go to work every day. Okay? They're doing it because they have more sense. They have a sense of humility. You know what I'm saying? They're not above going and doing a service industry job because they're bored. People that are 65 and up, they don't want to sit back and retire. All right? They've already succumbed to the fact that retirement is a trip to death. That's really all retirement is, okay? And instead of just sitting back watching themselves wither away, they're going back in the job market just to keep themselves healthy, to keep themselves active, to keep their minds sharp. And they're doing this as a side job while you stupid pussy-whip millennials just sit back on their couches playing their fucking video games thinking that life is so fucking great. And that's why I'm saying, folks, these generations aren't going to change their minds, all right? They're fucking stupid. They're not going to change their minds. So, in my personal opinion, I believe that maybe we should just let these fucking caravans in. Maybe we should just let these caravans that are coming up from Mexico into the borders up here, we should just let them in because we have a lot of jobs out here that these millennials don't want. And moreover, what I like about these fucking people in the caravan, I talked about it the last show, but I don't know if you've been reading, that these people in the caravan, they don't like gay people, all right? They don't like gay people. They don't like LGBTQ. As a matter of fact, I reported on the last broadcast that members of the LGBTQ that were a part of this caravan, they were being abused by other members of the caravan. Huh? I mean, they're being abused by other members of the caravan, for Christ's sake. Can you believe that? Huh? Because I'm telling you, people from South America and Mexicans, they don't like LGBTQ, all right? They don't like LGBTQ, for Christ's sake. And that's all there is to it. So, you know, you might as well come on down, let the fucking Mexicans in, this son of a bitch. And look, I'm out here in Texas, okay? All right, we got a lot of Mexicans walking around out here. And I want to be honest with you, I can deal with a bunch of fucking Mexicans. And look, I got businesses, okay? I got businesses in Texas. And I can tell you from firsthand experience that the demographic that is the illegal immigrant in this country that is working for $4 an hour hard labor, all right, aside from the demographic of the Mexican and South American being machines when it comes to labor. Because I'm telling you, man, I've seen it firsthand. These goddamn Mexicans can work like a fucking machine for $4 an hour, hard fucking labor. Aside from them doing that, which is what we direly need in this country right now, they also are an economic force at this point. Like I've been saying, I've said it for years. That's why you see during sports programming, you see commercials that are Spanish-based only. Spanish-based commercials. And that signifies that even corporate America understands the buying power of these illegal immigrants. And I'm going to tell you from firsthand experience, okay? I've got illegal immigrants that come into my businesses. And guess what? They pay cash, okay? They pay cash. And they appreciate the fact that they can freely go into some place and spend money and purchase things that they couldn't do back in their old country out there. And you know something? That's a lot different than the Yehudis that are infiltrating and flooding Europe. Because the Yehudis that are infiltrating and flooding Europe, they're not working. I mean, even though the Europeans thought they were going to work, they ain't working. All right, they're out there trying to get into Germany, trying to get into France, trying to get into Switzerland, because they pay entitlements. All right? They pay entitlements. And if you want my personal opinion, I think that we should bring in these Mexicans so that they could fucking kick the shit out of the generations that are useless. All right? Because I guarantee you, folks, most of the millennials, most of the goddamn Gen Zers, they're pussies just like the Europeans. All right? All right? They're fucking pussies just like the Europeans. And these machismo Mexican motherfuckers are going to push these people around, slap feminists around. All right? I mean, I'm not even kidding around. I would not be surprised to see a lot of hate crime coming from this demographic. And, you know, I'm not completely against that. I want to be completely honest with you. I mean, it's about time that the LGBTQ and all these people that are out here protesting for immigrants, it's about time for them to get a taste of their own medicine and realize that those folks in South America and Mexico do not like you. All right? They do not like you one fucking bit. And if you happen to be a transgendered, and if you happen to be a fruity-ass fruit bowl gay bastard, then you're probably going to get a little bit harassed, maybe assaulted, abused by these people. And to be honest with you, I think that's what this country needs. All right? I think that's what this country needs. So I've changed my view on, you know, I'm not saying open the border. All right? I'm not saying just open it up. We got to, you know, kind of process these people, but just let them in. Hell with it. They want, you know, we have jobs available. The millennials don't want to work. Gen Z doesn't want to work. I mean, you know, Gen Z's not working either, folks. All right, I mean, who's the typical demographic that's being hired for fast food and service industry? I just told you. 65 years of age and older. All right, they're the ones that are out here getting the jobs from not just the millennials, but from the young people, the teenagers, the Gen Zers, etc. And I'm just simply stating, folks, that, you know, if y'all are going to allow this to happen, then why the hell am I going to be here trying to advocate against it? Why the hell am I advocating against this when you all want this? I mean, you know, you see the blueprint. You see the blueprint of Europe. I mean, that's what's going to happen to America. The only difference is that you people need to realize that without immigration, all right, without the goddamn caravans and the, you know, all, without all this shit, right now, as we see it, the Latinos, that includes everybody who's South American, Cuban, Mexican, I hate Puerto Ricans, whoever. The Latinos are going to be the majority of America in 2020. I don't know if y'all fucking idiots even know this, okay? So, with that being said, if the Latinos are going to take control of the whole entire country in 2020, well, then we might as well embrace it, right? We might as well embrace it and nurture the fact that these goddamn Mexicans and South Americans want to work. Unlike our goddamn piece of shit millennial and Gen Z generations. Now, I know people are saying, Ghost, wait a minute. I mean, you just expect to pay these illegal immigrants lower than minimum wage? Yeah, because they're illegal. But at some point, folks, at some point when we have all these illegals in the country, there's going to be, and regardless if you like it or not, this is the reality of the matter. This is the reality of the matter. Okay? The reality of the matter is that these folks are going to get amnesty. Okay? You know it and I know it. They're going to get amnesty because they're working, they're a part of society, etc. And when they get amnesty and they get the right to vote, do you think that they're going to continue to want their tax dollars, their hard-earned dollars, to go to pieces of shit millennial and Generation Zers because they're faggoty autists? Huh? Because they're faggoty aspies? Because, oh, I've got the AIDS, and I deserve to get all my AIDS drugs paid for free, and I want my Truvada, I want it paid for free, too. Do you think that these goddamn Mexicans that are out here busting their asses, do you think that they're, once they become legal U.S. citizens and start paying taxes, do you think that they're going to vote in favor of giving all of you people a bunch of entitlements? You fucking people are stupid, you know that? You people are fucking pathetic if you think that these damn hard-working fucking Mexicans and South Americans are going to want to pay for your goddamn autism bucks, for your goddamn Aspie bucks, all right, for your disability, for your welfare, for your food stamps, etc. So that's why I'm saying, folks, that's the future of America, whether you like it or not. And the reason that it's going to be the future of America, because we should have taken control of both House and Senate. Now, I wouldn't have been upset, folks, to be honest with you, if Democrats took the House and the Democrats actually cared about America. If the Democrats weren't trying to destroy this country, because you see their policies. Anybody with any kind of common sense knows that their policy is intended to destroy this country. And why do they want to destroy this country? Because they want to consolidate American nationalism with globalism. They're not even hiding it anymore, folks. I mean, remember I said that 10 years ago, if you would have said the word globalism, you were a goddamn conspiracy theorist. Now they're out in the open saying that they're globalists. Have you seen the MSNBC commercial recently? Have y'all seen this MSNBC commercial? Telling everybody to be a global citizen? A global citizen! These fucking people ain't even trying to deny it anymore, you fucking faggots! A global citizen! You know who talked about being a citizen of the globe, a global citizen? You know who talked about it? Karl fucking Marx. Karl fucking Marx, the father of communism, that's who talked about being a citizen of the world, you fucking morons. You're pathetic, I'm telling you. I'm telling you, look it up. Look up the MSNBC commercial. They're out in the open saying that they're globalists. The commercial says, become a global citizen. Oh, God. I mean, you've got the French president, Macron, supposedly commemorating the 100-year armistice of World War I, claiming that nationalism is not patriotism. I mean, what kind of fucking lunacy is this? What kind of fucking lunacy is this shit? Oh, God, man. So, as I stated, if you're a Gen Zer or if you're a millennial, you are the problem in America today. You know that? You are the problem. You're the problem. And before I get off on anything else, I want to remind everybody, once again, the monopoly for millennials, monopoly for millennials that is being distributed by Hasbro, the same fucking goddamn Hasbro that, you're my little pony, with all you stupid, dumb, idiot, queer, millennial, Gen Z faggots that fall in line with that shit. I mean, they're laughing at you. I mean, how much money did you morons blow in this whole stupid goddamn My Little Pony horse shit? And yet, they put out something like Monopoly for Millennials. And did you see the box of Monopoly for Millennials? Have you seen the color of how the word Monopoly is spelled? It's spelled in a rainbow. Oh, my little faggot, my little faggot. Jesus Christ. And yet I'm supposed to come here and I'm supposed to continue to tell you fucking morons the unadulterated truth? I'm supposed to tell y'all the unadulterated truth? For what? You people aren't even listening. And even if you are, you aren't doing shit. Especially you fucking young people out here. You should have the vigor. You should have the energy. You should have the motivation to go out there and do something about it. But you don't! You don't. So why the hell should I come up here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday and continue to tell you all the truth when y'all ain't even doing anything with it? When y'all ain't even doing shit with it, for Christ's sake. So this is the new America, and look, this new America is going to be very temporary because I want to be honest with you. I definitely want these immigrants to come in now. And I'm going to use the fact that these stupid faggots, dykes, gender benders, man children, and weak men, those on the left that try to utilize this immigration policy as a means of virtue signaling, I want to throw it right in their fucking faces. All right? I want to throw it right in their fucking faces and say, hey, look, you want these people in here? Let's bring them in. And when they come in, and when they're not friendly to the demographics that wanted them in here, that's when they're going to be bitching and moaning. You know, when there's trannies dead on the street because some illegal didn't appreciate being tricked, all right? Because that's what's going to happen. I'm predicting the future now, all right? I'm predicting the future now. And the future is that when we have all these goddamn people from the caravans in South America and Mexico in here, and you got these trannies trying to trick these people, you're going to find these trannies either abused, beaten up, killed, probably have their penis in their mouth. I'm not even joking, because you folks don't understand. These people from South America, they're just as battle-hardened as the Yehudis. The only difference is that the Yehudis are motivated by goddamn religion. These folks in South America are motivated by money. They're motivated by money. Every one of them. Look it up. Look up everybody who has interviewed anybody in this caravan. Every single man that's interviewed, they want economic opportunity. They want a job. That's why they're coming up here. They want a fucking job. And let me tell you, these fucking guys from South America are battle-hardened. All right, we may have elements of the old El Salvador Death Squad. Look them up. We may have elements of the old Nicaragua Contras. Huh? Look them up. We may have elements of all kinds of factions that are battle-hardened that, you know, slicing a throat, you know, cutting somebody's prick off and put it in their mouths is no big deal. Believe it or not, that's what the El Salvador Death Squad used to do. The El Salvador Death Squad, after they, killed their enemies, they would just cut their damn penis and balls off, put it in their mouth, and leave it for their side to find. So that's why I'm saying, folks, right now, that's what's going to happen. And the sooner it happens, the better. All right? The sooner it happens, the better. Because, you know, I mean, look at our American society, man. Faggotry. I would much prefer the machismo of the Latinos to come in here and bitch slap this weak generation and either bitch slap them into submission, into suicide, into leaving the country. I don't care. I'm sick and tired of these weak fucking people. I'm sick and tired of these weak fucking men. I'm sick and tired of the fucking man children. I'm sick and tired of the autists and the Aspies. I'm tired of you fucking wastes of life. And I can't wait till these goddamn machismo Mexicans come in and start kicking the shit out of you fucking people. I'm not even joking. And look, I'm going to be honest with you. I've been in Texas all my life, okay? I'm born and raised in Texas, all right? I have lineage that traces back to the Texas martyrs. So I know how to deal with a couple of Mexicans, all right? Me hablo español muy poquito, okay? I understand what's going on out here with these Mexicans. I can handle myself when it comes to a bunch of Mexicans walking around out here. But I don't think that you fruit bowls with your over-feminized voices,
my name is Tesla Cyberheart, and I'm a faggot, and hi, Mexicans, how you doing?
Fuck you, puto! Boom! You know what I'm saying? So, that's why I'm saying, folks, I have a whole new outlook on the caravans at this point in time. I have a whole new outlook. Whole new outlook, because our society needs an ass whooping. Our society needs an ass whooping. I'm sorry. We're fucking weak, man. We're fucking weak. I mean, look at the women taking control of power, for Christ's sake. 100 women were elected into Congress. What kind of weak shit is that? And it's not women that are the Margaret Thatcher-esque type of woman. It's these dumb-ass women that are taking control of the Parliament of Australia. The stupid fucking women that have taken over the parliaments of Europe. You know who I'm talking about, folks, that are leading the destruction of Western civilization. These are the women that are being elected into power. And meanwhile, you morons, just like the Europeans were, remember, Europeans didn't see these, they didn't see it coming. They did not see the migrant crisis coming at all. Then 2015 came around, and it shocked the living bejesus out of them. And guess what? They haven't done shit since. And I guarantee you that the millennials and Gen Zers ain't going to do shit either. All right? They're not going to do shit either, for Christ's sake. They're not going to do shit. They're not going to do nothing. They're going to be slapped around by a bunch of fucking rancheros, for Christ's sake, man. They ain't going to do nothing. So I think that America could use a couple of fucking ass beatings, all right? All right, fucking Mexican style. I'm not even kidding around, for Christ's sake. Let me go ahead and take a sip of water. And by the way, why did I even stop drinking, for Christ's sake? Why am I trying to prolong my life so I can see the faggotry that is predominant in this country? I mean, is that why I stopped drinking, for Christ's sake? So I could see the faggotry in this country? Bullshit. I think I'm going to start drinking this weekend. I'm going back to drinking, for Christ's sake. I'm drinking water right now. I'm going back to drinking. Jesus Christ, man. I'm sorry, folks. I'm listen. I mean, you know, 4chan and getting on the internet and yay, weaponized autism, look at what we can do, yeah! That shit don't work anymore, you dumbass. Alright, that shit doesn't work anymore, alright? That was 2016. The enemy has evolved, and they've evolved faster than you morons. They're using your own tactics against you, you stupid dumb sons of bitches. Alright? And what is anybody doing? Nobody's doing anything about it. Nobody's doing nothing. Nobody's doing a goddamn thing. Everybody's just hiding behind a fucking television, a fucking computer, a fucking video game, a toy. Nobody's doing a goddamn thing. So why the hell should I, for Christ's sake? That's why I'm saying I'm taking a break. I'm taking a fucking break. We're getting close to Thanksgiving. We're getting close to the holidays. I'm going to go ahead and just live my last American holiday, because it's the last one, folks, okay? I mean, look, Trump told you, stupid sons of bitches, you elect Democrats, you can kiss your 401ks goodbye, you can kiss the economic productivity goodbye, you could kiss your money goodbye. And he told you, and he told you, did you all listen? Of course you didn't. Of course you didn't listen. Of course you didn't listen, man. So, with that being said, why in the hell should I continue to be here and listen to you? I'm serious, man. I'm going to be completely honest with you, man. I mean, listen. I mean, it pains me that I've been here since 2016. And, you know, I have people in chat rooms, and I've talked to them. I've gotten close to them. But to be honest with you, 20%, I'm telling you, 20% of these people are actually doing something with their lives. You know, actually moving ahead, getting better jobs, getting a house, having a wife, you know, having children. You know, doing something that shows that they are progressing themselves as a human being, as an adult, as somebody with some element of maturity. But for the rest of them, they haven't done shit. The rest of these, the 80%, and that does not only include the people that I talk to in these chat rooms, it also includes the people that are listening. 80% of you folks ain't doing shit. You're doing the same shit you were doing in 2016. I mean, you're not expanding yourself. You're not trying to make yourself any better. And it's pathetic. It's sad, man. It makes me want to puke. It makes me want to puke. So anyway, I don't know how long I'm going to do this broadcast because I want to be completely honest with you. I want to go kick it with Mrs. Ghost. You know, I want to go kick it with my dog. You know, maybe you know, have a good time, watch some junk food for the brain, and forget about the fact that the reality of the new America, the new demographic of our new America, comprises of, once again, autists, Aspies, feminists, faggots, dykes, genderbenders, man-children, and weak men. That's the new America. And, you know, I read an article the other day.
Why aren't young people having as much sex as their previous generations?
Why aren't young people having sex like their previous generations? Look at the fucking men out here. Look at the fucking men. They're fucking useless. They're useless, for Christ's sake. The men are gone. And what makes a real man, folks? I'll tell you, you fucking stupid, ungrateful pricks. You want to know what makes a real man? The ability to do shit on your own. The ability to confront obstacles and either conquer them or negotiate them. Everybody's afraid to do something. I'm afraid to move out of my mommy and daddy's house. I'm afraid to move out of my mommy and daddy's house because I don't know what to do, Ghost. My mommy and daddy take care of me. They feed me. They clothe me. They house me. I don't pay any rent, Ghost. I mean, come on. All right? Come on, for Christ's sake. I mean, what are you doing? I don't know what I'm doing. All right? I don't know what I'm doing. That's why I'm still here with my mommy. I'm still here with my mommy because I don't know what to do. You don't know what to do because you're a fucking waste of life. That's why, all right? You don't know what to do because you're a fucking waste of life. I mean, you know, folks, back in my generation, you know, and this was a while back, but either way, the first thing that we wanted to do, all right, once we hit 18, was get the fuck out of the house. Get the fuck out of the house so we can have our own house. All right, so we can have our own car, so we can have our own world. All right, that's what we wanted to do, and we accomplished it. I mean, that's what we did. I mean, that's what you're supposed to do. All right, that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to go out there right when you turn 18, go out there and conquer the world. Get out of your mommy and daddy's fucking shithole two-bedroom apartment. All right. That's what you're supposed to do, but these fuckers don't, all right? These fuckers don't. I mean, seriously, I'm not even kidding. I am not kidding. They sit there, stay with mommy and daddy, because mommy and daddy's going to give them their little shelter. Mommy and Daddy's going to give them their little,
"Oh, don't worry, Sonny. I'll take care of you."
You're fucking pathetic. And that's why Western civilization is going to collapse. All right? It's already collapsed in Europe. I think the next country where Western civilization is going to collapse, mark my words, give Australia 2 to 3 years. I think even sooner, but let's just give it 2 to 3 years. And Australia is going to be completely dominated by either the Chinese or other variants of goddamn immigrants. And why is that, folks? I was privy enough to see the transition of prime minister recently in the government of Australia. And in the transition of prime minister, they showed all the members of parliament out there in Australia. And guess what? I'm not saying all, but most of the members of parliament in Australia are a bunch of bull-nosed, greasy, muff-diving bull dykes. You know what I mean? So what are they going to do? And let me tell you, women that are bull dykes, and this is why I tell you, you got to be cautious with people that are claiming to be gay. Okay? Because look, I don't care what you are. I don't want to know what your sexuality is. But those that wear their sexuality on their sleeve, they've got nefarious ulterior motives. Specifically, these fucking bull-nosed bull dykes that think they're, "I'm woman, hear me roar." Especially those, okay? And the reason is because they want to destroy the patriarchy. Oh, the patriarchy! We got to destroy Australia because of the old patriarchy. Alright? Yeah, what I'm doing, we got to destroy Australian men because of the patriarchy. The same thing happened in Europe, you morons. The same thing happened in Europe. And it's going to happen here in the United States as well. So that's why, in my opinion, folks, we are seeing a transition right now in America into socialism. And I want to be honest with you, as a capitalist, you know, I'll bob and weave. I'll do whatever it takes to continue to not only sustain my lifestyle, but to make it better. And if you want to take a look at the kind of socialism that we're probably going to head down into when it comes to America, you should look at a movie called The Running Man. The Running Man, it was made in 1985, and it was an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie. Now, I'm not saying that we're going to be playing games like The Running Man, but in the movie The Running Man, the game show host, I don't want to give away the movie, that is in charge of the game Running Man, he has his game show on television because he has a, quote, deal with the Department of Justice. And he has a deal with the government. I mean, that's what socialism is. Meaning that capitalists, instead of doing business in private enterprise, we are going to be forced to do business with the government. And everything's government controlled. Everything has government oversight. There is no private enterprise any longer. Take a look at it. Because that's where we're headed. And if we're going to be headed down a path of socialism, then I say, in my opinion, I think we should fight fire with fire. I think we should fight fire with fire by branching off the socialist tentacles of regulation and creating laws and making sure that the people that brought this socialism in suffer. That's why I'm suggesting that we need to regulate video games. Regulate video games the equivalent of pornography. We need to, if you want my opinion, anybody who is autistic, there should be a list of these people. And if there isn't a list of these people, it should show up on their background checks. They're already starting it in Maryland, folks. They're having gun confiscations, forced gun confiscations in Maryland. If you happen to have a gun legally have a gun, but you have a mental disorder. If you have a mental disorder, police are going to go and forcibly take your guns away from you. This is where we're all headed down towards. Okay? And if we're going to be headed down towards this direction, then I am going to promote laws that are going to make the fucking people that brought in socialism suffer. All right? Make them suffer. And who are the people that we need to make suffer, in my personal opinion? The groups that I mentioned here recently in a very habitual basis. I'm talking about the autists, the Aspies, the feminists, the faggots, the dykes, the gender benders, man children, and weak men. These are the people that need to suffer the most. And how do we do that? We advocate laws that can have a bipartisan acceptance from both sides. I mean, I sincerely believe that if somebody wrote legislation to regulate video games, like regulating pornographic material, or like regulating alcohol, that I believe that we can have a dent in the whole gaming community, and it's gonna fucking drive them insane. You know what I'm saying? And Democrats and Republicans, independents, they'll all accept it. All right? They'll all accept it. And then they'll pass it into law, because that's what you idiots don't understand. That's what socialism is. Socialism is the creation of more bureaucratic systems, the creation of more regulation, the creation of more extension into the private lives of the private people of the country. That's what socialism is. And if that's what you want, and if that's what you're bringing in, then, I mean, me and other capitalists and those of us that are the economic engines of this society, we're going to advocate that those that brought this in suffer the worst. Another law we need to get rid of. And listen, there's nothing cruel about what I'm saying, because in socialism there is no feelings. It's only costs. It's only costs, folks. I know that you idiots all believe that if you elect socialism, that money is no longer going to exist and everything's going to be free and you're going to get everything just handed. That's not how it works. Socialism and communism are economic political theories, whether you like it or not. It's economic political theories. It's the consolidation of the means of production. It's the centralized control of the means of production. Now, the only difference between communism and socialism is that in communism, the state controls everything. Everything. Every single thing you can imagine. Now, when it comes to socialism, believe it or not, there's still going to be elements of private enterprise, but private enterprise is going to be forced to do business with the government, i.e. government contracts, i.e., you know, government, you know, private is that. You get what I'm saying. Government giving authority to private enterprise to control certain industries, etc. And I'm telling you, folks, that is what's going to happen. It's not going to happen as easy as it is Australia or as easy as it was in Europe, but I think give it 5 years. Give it about 5 years and we're going to see it. We're already seeing elements of it now. We're seeing elements of it right now. So if this is what you guys want, well, then this is what you're going to get. You're going to get more laws. And look, I'm going to be honest with you. There's nothing cruel about what I'm saying. Okay? There's nothing cruel. It's just cost. It's just regulation. It's common sense. If you put it in a law and the majority of the damn government agrees with it, then it's going to become a law. And who's going to deny, okay, especially when you bring in all these caravans of Mexicans into the country, who's going to deny that we should stop pussy pampering and giving autism bucks to people that have mental problems? I mean, look at these Mexicans and these damn South Americans coming in, going through hell just to get a job in this country. They don't have no goddamn autism. They don't got no goddamn depression. You know, they're out here, they wanting to work. They've seen the hardships of life. They've seen the tragedies of life. I mean, it's just costs. You know, it costs too much to give you idiots autism bucks, and you people aren't worth it. It goes with the same thing with people and their HIV AIDS drugs. HIV AIDS drugs. Now, maybe the reason I'm advocating it is because I have a little disdain for this group, because they have implemented the absolute goddamn degradation of society. But there's a cost involved. I mean, if everybody wants a free Medicare system, if everybody wants free health care, we can't continue to dish out the costs for people with HIV/AIDS under a socialist society. It's just unsustainable. So as a result, because we have universal health care, there's going to be administrators making decisions over people's lives. And obviously, one of the biggest groups of costs as it relates to health are people in the LGBTQ community. And instead of giving them all these AIDS drugs and keeping them alive so they can go pause neg holes and giving them Truvada, we should just say, hey, look, you either have to pay for your own goddamn AIDS drugs yourself, and if not, here's some hillbilly heroin. Go ahead and, drug yourself to death. That's what you're doing anyway with the methamphetamine. So go ahead. Here. Go ahead. It'll cost you cheaper. It'll cost cheaper to the government if we just give these age HIV people just a pain pill. And say, you feel some pain here. Take some hillbilly heroin. Take some Oxycontin. I'm not joking. It all comes down to cost. That's what you people don't understand. You people that think that socialism is going to give you anything, if you are not contributing to society, then you aren't going to get shit. That's the idea behind collectivism. In collectivism, whether it's communism or socialism, you have to contribute to society. And if you don't contribute to society, well, then you deserve to starve to death. I mean, that's what they do. I mean, you don't believe me? Why do you think communists kill millions upon millions of people? They kill those people because those people have no use for the communist society. They have no use for them. I mean, they're a detriment. They're a high cost. That's why they're killed. That's why they're starved to death. Do you understand? So all you people that are out here, I want socialism and I want communism.
I want socialism so I can continue to play my video games and I can go to play cosplay. And then
that's what this is. You people don't understand what you people are about to get yourselves into. Socialism and communism means that everybody in society has to work, has to do something. And if you don't, then you're just expendable. You're expendable. If you're a fucking autist that can't do shit, then you're expendable. You deserve to die. I'm just telling you how collective civilization works. You people have this misconception that if you vote in socialists, that you're just going to get paid and everything's just going to be taken care of. That's not how it works. Collectivization is all about costs and sustainability. There's no sustainability taking care of people that want to continue to pause neg holes. There's no sustainability by giving out free AIDS drugs. There is no sustainability by allowing people to be nothing more than cum dumpsters. There's no sustainability in that. There is no sustainability in a bunch of autists staying home playing video games all day. There is no sustainability with a bunch of millennials that refuse to go to work. There is no sustainability. All right? There is no sustainability. So as a result, if you are a fucking waste of life loser that isn't contributing to society now, then you are going to be expendable in a socialist or communist society. Any collectivist society, you are expendable. And that's all there is to it. I mean, I think that you people need to open your eyes and realize that you people that were, a part of our free market society and took advantage of the freedom to play video games, the freedom to go fucking negative assholes and turn them into positives. The freedom to do all this stuff is going to be a thing of antiquity because you wanted it, because you voted it in, just like those idiots in Venezuela. Why do you think Venezuela is what it is right now? Why do you think that this guy, Maduro, Nicolas Maduro, why do you think he's allowing people to starve to death? Why do you think he's allowing people to leave the country? Because these people are of no use to the communist society of Venezuela. Because what he wants is he wants people that are going to do something, that are going to work, that are going to make Venezuelan society better. And that's why he's allowing these people to starve to death. I mean, every communist socialist variant is the same shit, man. And if you're a loser now, then you're going to be dead in communism or socialism. You're going to be allowed to die. So, and look, even if you think for the meantime that, well, it goes, no, it's not true. I'm able to get my check and I'm able to sit here and be an autist and play video games. And meh, meh, meh. Yeah, so are the Europeans for about 30 or 40 years. The Europeans were given a check so they can go out and they can fuck and they can drink and they can do drugs. And then they stopped having children because they were having such a great time. And guess what? Guess what? Look at Europe now. Europe are such pussies that they can't even stand up to their own governments. I'm really surprised, man. Since 2015, we're almost in 2019. Not a group, not one group of people in the European Union can do something politically drastic like venting your frustration at the parliament in Brussels. Or venting your frustration of the parliament that allowed the European Union to usurp your sovereignty. You know, y'all ain't done shit. I mean, I don't expect you Europeans to fight against these Jihudis. Like I said, these Jihudis are battle-hardened sons of bitches. You know what I mean? I mean, they're battle-hardened, man. They'll cut your head off. And they travel in droves, so I don't blame you not doing that. But how come none of you have vented your frustration at the goddamn parliaments? At the fucking Angela Merkels, at the Macrons and shit, these people that allowed this to happen. How come you haven't done it? Because you're fucking weak. That's why. You're fucking weak, socialist. You were programmed to be that way, and you're so scared shitless you don't even know what the fuck to do. And that's exactly what's happening right now in Australia, folks. All right? That's what's happening right now in Australia. They had a terrorist act with some guy in a machete or some kind of shit like that on a trolley. And everybody was so scared shitless to go up to this son of a bitch that some fucking homeless guy, had to come in and damn near get himself killed to stop this terrorist from doing whatever the fuck he was doing. That just underscores the weakness of what's going on in Australia right now. I mean, come on, am I telling a lie? Am I telling some kind of a lie? No, I'm not. I'm telling the truth. I mean, every one of our Western civilizations are a bunch of weak pieces of shit. They're weak. And you know, when there's a weak civilization, that's a ripe civilization to take over. That's a ripe civilization to take control of. And that's what you're witnessing, man. That's what they're witnessing. Somebody on Gab is asking me a question. So why do these leftists push LGBTQ if they know it's a waste? Hey, man, because they vote. Because they're going out dressing up in black suits and calling themselves Antifa and going in front of fucking Tucker Carlson's house, threatening him, bashing his goddamn door open, fucking vandalizing his car. That's why they're pandering to the LGBTQ. They know these people are all a bunch of pozholes. They know they're a bunch of soulless freaks. They know they have nothing to lose. So, of course, that's why they're pushing them. That's why they're pandering to them. That's why. And you know what? Just like they abandoned the gays that wanted gay marriage, you know, people like Ruben, you know, that one guy on, I think it's, what's his name? Fucking, Paul, what the fuck's his name? The guy on YouTube who interviews people who's on the right wing now. You know, that Ruben character that interviewed Milo and shit like that? That guy, he is a gay that wanted a monogamous relationship with his partner, those people are no longer valid in the leftist anymore. They don't care about gays that want to be monogamous and want to be conservative and want to be civil, you know? They don't care. They dropped them a long time ago. Just like the leftists have dropped the blacks, even though the blacks, with all due respect, on the leftist side are a bunch of idiots and don't know any better. And the reason I'm saying that is because the Democrats care more about illegal immigrants than they do about the poor black folks out here. And, you know, black folks don't even understand that. They're too ignorant to see that. So that's why you're seeing it, all right? That's why you see the leftists out here pandering to the LGBTQ, because they're doing their dirty work. And they know they're already half dead. They're already half dead, for Christ's sake, man. They got their fucking HIV AIDS positive. Why do you think I kept throwing this idea in your faces in 2016 and 2017? Why do you think that Project Veritas exposed the goddamn pause hole Scott Fogel? Remember Scott Fogel? He was the Democratic operative that organized the Trump rally riots in Chicago and had no fucking problem. No problem doing it. And why? Why did he not care about riots that he was organizing in Chicago during the Trump rally in 2016? Why did he not care about bird dogging and trying to lure people into violent episodes? Because he's HIV positive. He's HIV positive. He wrote about it in the Huffington Post. Do you remember when Project Veritas busted those two pause holes in Comet Pizza, of all places, talking about how they were going to release some kind of gas agent into the ventilation system of some pro-Trump event during the inauguration of Donald Trump? Do y'all remember that? Two fucking pause holes. This is why, folks. This is why you have the leftist pampering and catering to the gays. And when the gays are no longer of any use, when the gays become more of a cost, more of a burden than they are an aid to the leftist cause, they're going to drop them. They're going to drop them just like David Rubin. That's who I was talking about earlier. David Rubin. Dave Rubin was a leftist for a long time until 2016 when he realized that, wait a minute, I mean, I thought the left was about tolerance. I thought the left, at least liberals, used to be about free speech. Liberals were about exposing everybody to everything and listening to everybody and hearing everything. And they were about these things. They're not about them anymore. Liberalism now is about oppressing speech. It's about regulating speech. It's about regulating somebody's ability to be able to be politically active, etc. And that's why he's no longer on the left. And people are saying, I didn't even know Dave Rubin was fucking queer. Yeah, because you want to know why? He wants his intellect and the content of his character to be judged. He doesn't want to be judged by, hey, everybody, I'm gay. I take it up the ass. He doesn't want to be judged in that regard like most of these fucking faggots in the LGBTQ, for Christ's sake. So give me a fucking break. I'm telling you, folks, I'm about to take a long break on this broadcast because I see the writing on the wall here, and the writing on the wall is that we're going to see even more leftism in 2020. I mean, look at the weirdos that were elected in the midterm of 2018, folks. We've got Muslim women that are going to wear hijabs in the fucking House of Representatives, folks. Can you believe this shit? And you know, these women in hijabs are standing in the same pictures as a fucking Ocasio-Cortez. Ocasio-Cortez thinks she's some feminist, democratic socialist, for Christ's sake. You know why, and I keep telling you stupid feminists this, you want to know why women wear hijabs in the Muslim world? Because they do what they're fucking told! They listen to their husbands! And they say, look, if you're going to go out, you better go out with the hijab. You better go out with the hijab, or I'm going to hit your face. I'm going to slap your fucking face. Okay, I will wear the hijab. They know their fucking role. How the hell can feminists march with women in hijabs and then try to claim that they're fighting against the patriarchy is beyond me. It's pathetic. It's ignorance. It's stupidity. But this is who's elected into the goddamn House of Representatives, folks. This is it. We got a muff-diving Native American in the House of Representatives now. And who's voting in these people? Who is voting in these people? Nothing but a bunch of goddamn autists, ASBs, feminists, faggots, dykes, gender benders, man children, and weak men. That's who's electing these pieces of weirdo anti-American trash. I mean, I don't understand why any woman would march with another woman who is wearing a fucking hijab, huh? I mean, I can't believe this. I mean, that, do you understand how ignorant that makes you fucking women look when you're out here at the Million Woman March? And you notice there's a constant with these women that are out here that are promoting feminism and leftism. There's a constant. They're a bunch of fatties and uglies. Haven't you noticed that? I mean, fatties and uglies just herding their asses around Washington, D.C. every year whenever they have a Million Woman March, for Christ's sake, all right? I'm not even joking. I'm not even kidding around, man. This is what the constant is when it comes to those feminists on the left. They're a bunch of fatties and uglies. I guarantee you, if they had a cock in their lives, and they had somebody at home that could spend time with them and tell them, I love you, honey. I think you're great. Can you make a... They wouldn't be there. They wouldn't be there. But, of course, they don't. And that's why they're there. They're trying to find some kind of camaraderie amongst other fatties and uglies. So, anyway, folks, this is really... I don't know how long more I'm going to do this broadcast here tonight. But I'm going to take a goddamn break from this broadcast because, I mean, I'm looking through the news... And it's all a bunch of leftist propaganda. I mean, they are throwing the leftist propaganda in our faces. It's making me fucking sick. You know? I mean, look at this right now. Look, we got a bipartisan bill. Huh? Look at this. Jeff Flake and McConnell. Jeff Flake. All right? The guy who's from Arizona, this fucking stupid, dumb nuclear waste dump, for Christ's sake. All right? He's wanting to promote a bill... in the Senate to protect Robert Mueller, huh? Oh, yeah, that's great. We've got Ocasio-Cortez pressuring Nancy Pelosi on climate change. And I've told you all about climate change, you stupid morons. All right, this whole idea of climate change and global warming, it's a fucking scam. Climate change and global warming is a fucking scam to make all of you people in every corner of the world to tax you for breathing. Why do you think they talk about CO2, carbon footprint, CO2? They're talking about you breathing, you fucking dumb shit. Fucking dumb asses, man. I mean, I can't believe I live in a world with so many stupid people. And you know something? This is why we need a pretty good war going on, you know? This is why we need to, you know, have a pretty good war going on so we can just kind of eliminate some of the riffraff out here. I'm going to be completely honest with you, all right? I mean, just take a look at this fucking media, man. It's disgusting. I'm sick and tired of hearing these stupid emotional-ridden headlines, all right? Like, look at this. I'm just going to read you headlines right now. A tour of Prince Charles' residence gives fans a rare glimpse. A rare glimpse of what? He's a prehistoric monarch that shouldn't even be in existence right now. Here's another one. The most unusual traditional Thanksgiving meal from every state. Who gives a shit? Who gives a fuck? I mean, I can go on and on. I mean, you know, this is the media. All right?
The hottest holiday gifts from Walmart.
This is fucking media! This is the news! Oh, God, man!
Kate Upton pokes fun at old rant after, what is this, Verlander loses Cy Young.
And by the way, Kate Upton, you look like a fat, disgusting blob, for Christ's sake. If you want to know why you shouldn't marry for looks alone, take a look at Kate Upton and what the fuck she's turned into, for Christ's sake. This bitch is a pie wagon, man. You could serve drinks on her ass, for Christ's sake. She's such a fucking heifer now. Good God.
And look at this. Anti-vaxxation movement is on the rise in these 12 states, and it's a bad thing.
Jesus Christ. This is the news. This is the fucking news right here. This is why everybody is ill-informed and they're fucking ignorant.
Kim Kardashian accidentally posts Photoshop pic of North.
Who gives a fuck? Who gives a shit?
Here's another one. Snoop Dogg has solid tips for Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh, fucking Snoop Dogg. Hey, if there's still any more gangster rappers out there, can you shoot this fucking guy already? Can you pop a cap in fucking Snoop Dogg already? I'm tired of this wannabe fucking gangster, this fake fucking gangster, continuing to live on thinking that he's such a badass when we all know. When we all know that he's a fucking fake-ass studio gangster. I mean, has anybody seen his fucking high school yearbook, for Christ's sake? The son of a bitch is wearing a suit. The son of a bitch is wearing a suit, and he's kind of, man, I'm Crip Gang, but you ain't shit, Snoop. Fuck you. If there's any more real gangsters, if you want to have yourself a big badass rap career, go pop a couple of caps in fucking Snoop Dogg's ass. Tired of seeing this fucking idiot. Give me a fucking break, man. Fucking Snoop Dogg. Go fuck yourself, Snoop Dogg. Nobody gives a shit about what you're doing for Thanksgiving. You're so fucking skinny, you can hula hoop through a Cheerio. You can hand glide on a fucking Dorito, you skinny fuck. Who gives a shit? And let's continue going. Let's continue on. Somebody's posting shit in the chat room. Look at this. CNN right here.
Inside the misunderstood culture of furries. Huh?
How do you like that? How do you like that?
Inside the misunderstood culture of furries.
This is fucking news! That's on CNN, for Christ's sake, man! This is why we're in a position that we're in! Right here! This is what people are reading! Look, here's another fucking article of some stupid fucking vein-filled skankosaurus.
My baby completely robbed me of my looks.
Oh, you fucking stupid dirty whore. Are you fucking kidding me?
My baby completely robbed me of my looks.
You didn't look that great anyway, you fucking blonde-haired dishrag whore piece of trash. Good God.
Here's another one. A face reader explains why Meghan Markle looks so anxious in the picture of the royal family.
Because she's a mixed breed in a fucking family filled with a bunch of Satanists. That's why. They brought her in as some virtue signal. And, of course, they made the fucking... The prince that isn't even a part of Princess Diana's... or isn't even a part of the bloodline. Let's put it that way. Let's be honest, okay? Prince Harry, the fucking ginger... Prince Harry is the fucking... love child of Diane and her bodyguard, for Christ's sake. Can we all just fucking admit it already? That's why they made him marry a mulatto for goddamn virtue signaling purposes, for Christ's sake. Oh, Jesus Christ, man. I mean, I'm going to continue to read these. This is what the fucking people are reading right now. This is what the fuck... Look at this.
Why the Queen sent a scathing note to the palace chef.
Fuck the Queen! Fuck this old bag and fuck the royal family, for Christ's sake! I don't want to believe in some fucking prehistoric monarch! Fuck the stupid fucking Queen, for Christ's sake! Who gives a shit? You want to know what's keeping the Queen alive? The blood of children. That's what's keeping this stupid skankosaurus alive. That's what kept the Queen Mum alive for so long. Look it up! Jesus Christ, man. It makes me sick! I mean, this is the media, all right? This is the fucking media right here. This is it, all right? Look at this.
Child heartbroken after stuffed animal steak, after a stuffed animal snake is confiscated at airport.
This is a fucking media? This is a story? Aw, a child's heartbroken after his stuffed snake is confiscated by the airport. Shut up, kid. Just fucking get over it, for Christ's sake. All right? You should have put that fucking snake in a goddamn fucking suitcase like your stupid parents told you. Stop crying. Who gives a shit? Stupid little brat. Oh, my God. And look at this. Who is this? Look, these are all real articles. I'm not kidding around. You can look these up for yourself, okay? Here's another one.
We tried the lobster truffle and mac and cheese on Oprah Winfrey's favorite things list.
Fucking kidding me, man? This is the fucking media, man. This is what they're shoving down people's throats. That's why these people are all a bunch of goddamn emotional basket cases, man. Ah, fucking shit, man. And look at this. Here's this. Here's another one, okay?
Flight attendant nurses passenger's baby after formula runs out.
What the fuck? What the fuck? I mean, why would you let your fucking child be nursed by another tit? Fucking pathetic, man. And this is a story. This is the media. Oh, Jesus, fuck. Oh, my God. Here's some more. I'm going to keep giving you these because this is the media.
I'm married to a man in the military. Here's six things I wish people knew about my life. By some stupid dish rag whore named Amy Brine or Byron or whatever the fuck her stupid name is.
Who gives a fuck, you dumb cunt? Who gives a shit about you and your fucking life? Oh, Jesus fucking hell. And look at this. This is health. Here's health news. You want to hear some health news?
Pizza is healthier breakfast than most cereals, nutritionists say.
Oh, fucking shit, man. I mean, why am I even here, man? You know, why am I even here? Nobody's even listening. I mean, if I had fucking headlines like this, I'm sure everybody and their brother would be like, yeah, ghost. Yay! Yay! Spaghetti! Yay! Jesus fucking hell, man. Hey, look at this. Here's another one. How a 16-year-old Texan became a barbecue phenom. Who gives a fuck? Who gives a shit, man? Fuck! I don't give a shit about a 16-year-old who's cooking fucking barbecue, even if he is from Texas. Who gives a shit? Ugh. Fucking Christ, man! Here's another one. Here's another one.
This viral Twitter rant reveals why women shouldn't blindly trust their doctors.
And who's at the head of it? Some stupid fucking black bitch. That's great. That's... Oh, my God. I'm reading. I'm not even kidding around, folks. These are actual articles. I mean, this is what people are shoving down our throats, and this is why people are so fucking stupid, all right? This is why people don't know what's going on here in the fucking world today, all right? Give me a fucking break. Who, I mean, you want to hear some more? I mean, because, I mean, this is going to be one of the last shows I do for a long time. Let's continue, all right? Let's continue.
How the new Suzuki Jimny is a serious, capable off-roader. What Southerners always have on Thanksgiving.
These are fucking articles, man. These are fucking articles, for fuck's sake.
Your Thanksgiving feast might be better for you than you think.
Oh, my God. Ugh. I'm telling you, this is it, folks. This is our fucked up, stupid, shitbag America. Huh? This is shitbag America that we're turning into. Remember Junkyard America? This is Pozhole Shitbag America. And here's another article. Here it is.
what it's like to date when you're an asexual.
All right, let me read this faggotry. Let me read this fucking faggotry right here. This is written by some stupid, dumb, I don't even know if it's a fucking real woman because they're talking about asexuals, but Brittany Wong. All right, let me go ahead and read some of this, okay? According to a 2004 study out of the UK, around 1% of the people identify as asexual, which means they don't generally experience sexual attraction. Bullshit. The reason you're asexual is because nobody wants to fuck you, all right, you fucking ugly pieces of waste of life. I'm not even going to read any more beyond that. I'm not reading any more. And look at the faggots that they got. It's a Huffington Post article, of course. Jesus Christ. Yeah, this is it. This is America. Huh? This is the new fucking shitbag pawshole America. All right? This is the new shitbag pawshole America that we're living in, for Christ's sake. All right? Oh, my God, man. And I could continue going. I could continue going with these dumb fucking stories. And this is what people are reading whenever they surf the internet and are looking for shit to read while they're in the shitter. All right? This is what they're doing. And look at this. Here's another one, okay?
Celine Dion posts bizarre ad for gender-neutral children's clothing line.
Jesus fucking Christ. Fucking Celine Dion is now in the gender-neutral children's clothing line. Isn't that great, huh? She's from Canada anyway. She's a Canadian bacon piece of trash, so I don't expect too much more out of Canada, all right? Ah, Jesus Christ.
A 19-year-old just won election to his school board in Louisiana.
Oh, that's what we need. Oh, yeah, that's what we need. A bunch of fucking young, dumbass Generation Zers to fuck up the goddamn education system more than it already is. Good God, man. Oh, my God. I am so fucking sick. Give me some water, for Christ's sake, man. I mean, this is all useless news. I mean, this is all real articles that I'm posting to you right now. Or that I'm telling you right now. This is it. Look, here's another one. What 8 a.m. looks like in a different part of the world. Fucking who gives a shit? Who gives a fuck? God damn it!
Carl's Jr. spoofs itself in an amazing new ad.
We're fucking doing goddamn media coverage over advertisements, for fuck's sake. For fuck's sake! God damn it! Oh, Jesus Christ. What a fucking shitbag, pawshole America that we live in now. All right? What a shitbag, pawshole America that we live in now. Huh, folks? This is it. Jesus Christ, man.
A 76-year-old woman still owes $40,000 in student loans.
Well, she's a fucking idiot, okay? She's an old windbag idiot. Why the fuck should we care? Why the fuck should we give a shit? Oh, my God.
How this bride found love and marriage at the ripe age of 93.
Jesus Christ. Got fucking love and marriage at 93 years old? Can't you just go to the bridge club? Can't you go to the fucking senior home or something and just live your life in your golden years instead of thinking about being some fucking philanderous slut bag with another fucking 90-something-year-old bag of bones?
No, but Viagra, you know? Viagra.
Well, here's a decent article. Finally, all right? Finally, finally, Disney World bans man who held Trump sign on a ride. Can you believe that? I mean, this is how leftist we're going, you fucking idiots. That's why I'm so pissed off at the current state of faggotry America. You can't even hold a Trump sign on a ride because,
oh, I'm so triggered. I'm so triggered. The person on this ride was holding up a Trump sign, and that just triggers me, and I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't like it.
Fuck you, you fucking faggot. fucking blue ball blowing, Cincinnati bow tie receiving, dirty Sanchez loving, rusty trombone playing piece of shit. Fuck you cares. Oh, Jesus Christ. And here's another one.
Baby talk swirls around Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton.
Who gives a... I mean, Gwen Stefani, what is your fucking problem, man? How the fuck can you be some, like, punker chick from Orange County, like, don't speak, oh, don't speak, and all that fucking horse shit, like, I'm just a girl, and all that shit, and you're marrying some shit-kicking hick who isn't even that good of a singer, for Christ's sake? You're a stupid, dumb cunt that needs to be backhanded. Jesus Christ. Here's another one.
Puerto Rico is ready for tourists to come back.
Really? Huh? Really? Who wants to go to Puerto Rico, huh, after the shit that happened out there? Huh? Who's ready to go to Puerto Rico? I fucking hate Puerto Ricans. You all know it. I'm sorry. I don't like Puerto Ricans. And the reason I don't like Puerto Ricans, folks, is every Puerto Rican I've ever met in my entire life has been a conniving, thieving, lying piece of sneaky trash. I'm not even kidding. Every fucking goddamn Puerto Rican. All right? And that's my opinion, all right? I can still have the freedom of speech, all right? I don't like them. I don't like them! Oh, my God, for Christ's sake. And let's continue. I mean, I'm not joking. This is fucking news that is being subjected to people, all right? All right? This is news that is being subjected to people, for Christ's sake. Jesus Christ. Indian man in prison for cracking jokes. Well, that's coming soon to America, so, you know, take advantage of your freedom of speech while you still can.
Here's another one. Selma Blair just had the best clapback to insensitive comments about MS.
Who gives a I don't give a shit about stupid Selma Blair and her multiple sclerosis. She can take it up her multiple sclerosis ass for all I care. Fuck!
Hungry after an hour after you eat? Here's why.
Jesus Christ, man. I mean, this is it. This is fucking news, man. This is news! 15 things you didn't know about Guy Fieri. Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. I mean, come on, man. This is why we're so fucking stupid in this country. Do you understand that? This is why we have a demographic shift in our electorate. This is why we have so many fucking weirdos in the House of Representatives. This is news. This is fucking news. And why do they keep fucking promoting the royal family over here in America? I could give a shit about the royal family, all right? I take a dirty yellow bubbly piss on the fucking royal family. Here's another one.
One important thing William and Harry have in common with Prince Charles.
They're fucking inbred pieces of monarch shit? I don't know. What? Jesus Christ.
19 no-heat lunches to bring to work.
He's fucking... Oh, damn it! Oh, my God.
Michelle Obama opens up to Oprah.
Oh, yeah, she gonna admit that she's a fucking man, baby, huh? I don't want to hear from Michelle Obama until she admits she's a man, or she rocks out with her cock out so that everybody who admired her for being such a beautiful woman are shocked and they can suck on her 9-inch fucking black cock, all right? Fucking Michelle Obama, you're a fucking man and everybody knows it. That's why you had to come out in your stupid shithead book and say,
I had to be intro, vitro, and fertilization because I can't have children because I had miscarriage. And just
shut the fuck up! Shut the fuck up! Oh, my God, man. Ah, Jesus Christ. This is America, folks. This is what they're subjecting people as news. This is why we're so fucking stupid. This is why we're ignorant shit out here in America. This is it. This is it right here.
Oh, my God. And what is this? What is this one? Mom asks if she should tell coworker she misspelled her baby's name. This is a fucking article? Who gives a fuck? Who gives a fuck if some stupid bitch you work with misspelled your fucking stupid baby's name? Who gives a shit, you stupid dumb bitch? Why don't you go back to your fucking house, get in the kitchen where you belong, and make your fucking husband that helped create that fucking kid for you something to eat? You fucking dumb cunt. Jesus Christ! Blackouts aren't funny or impressive. They're an epidemic. What the fuck does that mean? What, blackout drunks? What the fuck does that mean? Yeah, blacking out while drunk is now an epidemic. Huh? You want to know why people are blacking out drunk? Because they can't fucking stand the reality around them. A bunch of faggots, dykes, gender benders, man children, weak men, feminists, products of single mothers, autists, Aspies. I mean, give me a fucking break. Jesus Christ, man. Oh, here's another one. Judge tosses $5 million, no cheese on my quarter pounder lawsuit. And of course, this lawsuit's out of Florida. And I'm fucking tired of Florida, man. Isn't Florida, like I've always said, the colon of America? Didn't I always say that? I said that this is the colon of America. It's geographically and literally the colon of fucking America. Oh, my God. And you know another thing that I'm tired of? I'm tired of these people that, you know, that want sympathy and that are trying to gain emotion out of people. Here's one right here, all right?
This woman is sharing extremely vulnerable photos to document her journey with breast cancer.
You know what, bitch? Who gives a fuck, all right? You know how many people have had breast cancer? And look at her. Look at what she's doing. I'm looking at the ad, and guess what? She's showing herself topless.
To show that she's so brave. You know, she's so brave.
She's sitting there on Instagram, topless, all right? With, like, Band-Aids over her nipples. She's wearing boxing gloves that are pink. Huh? That's great, isn't it? That's fucking news, you stupid, dumb, fucking idiot cancer cunt. You fucking dumb, fucking idiot. Oh, my God, man! This is news in America. This is why we're in the position that we're in. This is why the president has said over and over and over and over that the mainstream media is an enemy of the people. Do you understand that? Jesus Christ, man. Look, here's another one. School punishes male teacher for refusing to watch a naked girl. Jesus Christ. And I'm supposed to come here and continue to give you all the unadulterated truth as if you morons are even listening? You're not even listening. You're not even listening, for Christ's sake. Give me my freaking water. Jesus Christ. I mean, folks, this is news. This is news.
10 signs you're about to fall for a bad Airbnb listing.
Huh?
Eat this snack before bed, and it can improve your metabolism. That's what it can do.
I mean, I'm telling you, folks, this is why America is being flushed down the goddamn proverbial toilet. Because this is what's considered news. And here's another tranny. Why
this Serena Williams magazine cover is drawing criticism?
Because she looks like shit? Huh? You could see, like, her half her ball hanging out of her midsection? Fucking tranny. Anyway, why am I suggesting that these people are trannies? Michelle Obama and Serena Williams? You have to understand, folks. You know those neck muscles that men get? You know, that start from their neck and that end in their shoulder. You know, those fucking neck muscles, okay? Women aren't, they can't get them. I mean, even if you look at real women bodybuilders, everything else is ripped. They don't have those neck
those neck muscles. They can't do them. If they're a real woman, they can't have those muscular, massive neck muscles. And miraculously, Michelle Obama has them, and so does Serena Williams. All right? Jesus Christ, man. California's wildfire epidemic blamed on bad building decisions. Hey, man, listen. All right, I don't really give a shit about the California wildfire. As a matter of fact, I'm glad that it's happening. I said that in the last broadcast, all right? I love the smell of California barbecue in the morning. I'll tell you that right goddamn now, all right? And now that California is under some massive wildfire, all of a sudden, the Californians want federal help, even though they were sitting here talking about how their state laws supersede federal law, even though they were claiming that they weren't going to listen to the federal sanctuary city laws and they were going to do things anyway. Now they want federal help. Bunch of horse shit, for Christ's sake. Oh, here's another one. Wawa launches catering service. Oh, fucking hell. Fucking Wawa launches a catering service. Oh, that's fucking great. That's news, isn't it? Huh? That's fucking news. Jesus Christ, man. And here's another one. Rachel Ray and Aisha Curry talk cookware. This is news, folks. This is what I'm saying. This is why the president, every time he ever did a rally, he would call the media an enemy of the people. This is why he would call the goddamn media an enemy of the goddamn people. Because you're listening to news. This is all news right now. These are all goddamn articles that are being subjugated RSS feed. Or excuse me, that are being not subjugated. They are being they're being put forth via RSS feed. All right, Jesus Christ, discombobulating my fucking words because I'm so fucking perplexed at the stupidity of the modern media.
How to survive Thanksgiving if you're a vegan and your family eats meat?
Jesus. How about just fucking taking your own food like it's potluck, you fucking ungrateful vegan trash? Jesus Christ, I fucking hate vegans. That's another group of people that I can't fucking stand. Fucking vegans. You know, they're like leftists. If you eat meat, they're like, oh my God, you're eating meat. It's fucking murder. It's murder. Oh my God. Fuck you. Fucking weak, fucking cancer victim looking son of a bitches. Jesus Christ, man.
Why Queen wasn't in Charles' birthday photo?
Because she's fucking tired of this 70-year-old fucking piece of garbage lunatic. I mean, you have to think. Prince Charles couldn't satisfy a Princess Diana. She had to go to some Arab to go find some kind of glimpse of satisfaction to some extent. And where did fucking Prince Charles go? To that old leather bag horse face, Camilla Parker Bowles. That's why she's not there, all right? Get the fuck... I mean, let's be honest about it. That's why she's not there, all right? Good God. I'm so sick of the media. Enemy of the people, I say. Enemy of the fucking people. That's what the media is. Enemy of the people. Jesus fucking Christ. I'm not even kidding. These are real stories, folks. You can look all these up for yourself. This is what they're subjecting the American people to, and that's why we're so fucking stupid. That's why we're so fucking stupid. I'm going to do a couple of more of these, and I'm getting the hell out of here. Oh, yeah. By the way, Michael Avenatti, you know, the DNC great fucking bald hope, you know, that was supposed to be running for president in 2020. Well, he was arrested today on domestic violence, so that's a little funny, all right? Michael Avenatti, Mr.
Oh, I care about Stormy Daniels, okay? I care about her. Even though I'm walking around in $1,000 suits, and this 45-year-old fucking porn star bag is going from strip club, shaking her little old-ass derriere for dollars to be shoved up her twat. Okay? I care about women. I'm Michael Avenatti. Well, apparently he's been arrested for domestic violence. Obviously, or allegedly, let's put it that way, he has laid his pimp handeth strong on some bitch, and she didn't like it. She didn't like it. Jesus Christ. I'm so sick of the media, man. I'm so sick. I'm so fucking sick. I'm so fucking sick, man. And this is why, if you want my opinion, this is why I'm going to take a break. I'm going to take a break from this broadcast because people are more worried about the garbage that we have seen. All right? This is the kind of garbage that we are witnessing right now, and this is why Western civilization is withering away, all right? This is why it's withering away. So, anyway, I'm going to take a break from the broadcast and maybe from the internet for a while because I want to be honest with you. I got brick-mortar businesses. Holiday season's coming around, Black Friday's coming around, and I want to get paid, maybe. I want money, you know what I mean? And I don't get paid from this damn broadcast, all right? I don't get paid anymore for this broadcast, so, I mean, you know, instead of going out here and trying to prove something politically that ain't working and that ain't going to happen, I'm just going to take a break for a little while from this broadcast. And if, you know, people start rising up on the right and it starts taking media attention and people start focusing on right-wing capitalist freedom again, maybe I'll come back, but I doubt it. I sincerely doubt it. So, without any further ado, let's just go ahead and say our goodbyes, everybody, at least for the meantime. I'll be back. I don't know who the hell knows when I'll be back, but let's go ahead and cue the music. Let's do this. Oh, shit. We got a goddamn advertisement with a black woman. Hold on just a second. We got an advertisement with a black woman talking about how she got her electronic engineering degree from some fucking college that's in a fucking vacant building. That's great, all right? Jesus Christ. Anyway, let's go ahead and cue the music. All right, here it goes. It's been a good ride, and I do want to say that 2016 was a great year. It was probably one of the most memorable years politically in my life. Okay. And I really do appreciate everybody that put in the work necessary so that Donald Trump could be elected president. But many of you idiots thought that Donald Trump was the answer, and you just stopped. You just stopped, and you did nothing. You did nothing. You did nothing. Goodbye to all the friends. I guess that we'll meet in the end. Da-da-ba-da-da-da.
I've been the king, I've been the clown. Now golden wings can hold me down.
Hey, man. See y'all later, baby. All right? See you all later. It's been great. I'll never forget 2016, man. Never forget 2016, baby. But, man, we are in 2018 now, baby. We're in 2018 now. Goodbye to romance. Yay. Goodbye to friends. I'll see ya. Goodbye to all the past. I guess that we'll meet.
great in the end. All right, folks, I want to say thank you all for listening to the broadcast. Thank you all for listening. And for those of you that took the broadcast seriously, the politics seriously, the information serious, I really do appreciate it. And I do want to thank each and everybody, all right? I want to thank each and everybody who has listened to this broadcast, all right? Even those that are just a bunch of faggot, autist, aspy idiots, I do appreciate it. Even though y'all did nothing to progress the goddamn fucking cause, even though y'all sat on your fucking thumbs and did absolutely nothing to help Donald Trump post-2016, even though y'all did absolutely nothing but play your fucking video games, wax your carrot to cartoons, and be all-around fucking useless man-children. Goodbye to romance, yay! Goodbye to friends! Goodbye to all the best. I guess that we'll meet in the end. Until next time, folks, thank you all for listening to the True Capitalist Radio Broadcast. Thank you all. Thank you all. I really do appreciate it. But as I've stated, nobody gives a shit. Nobody gives a flying fuck. And look, we're headed into a new time, new day, new era. And it's faggotry, baby. It's faggotry. Welcome to the new America! Goodbye to romance, yay. Goodbye to friends. Goodbye to all the past. I guess we'll meet in the end, folks. Godspeed. And we'll meet in the end. We'll all meet in the end. Cheers to all those that supported this broadcast, folks. Cheers to all those that loved this broadcast, that appreciated it. But I know when to go, and it is time. Cheers, baby. Cheers.